Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
A Louisiana man arrested after clobbering his brother in the head with a bag of frozen chicken.
Ouch.
Is what he said.
According to police, Tom Bowell, 59, battered his sibling late Tuesday evening inside a mobile home they share together.
Battered chicken. Nice.
The shake and bake your head.
And I helped. Then he put him in the oven for 350.
The victim said that when he asked Bowell about two windows busted out in the residence, his brother became angry and began throwing things at him.
Oh.
I guess
frozen chicken.
There's your answer. The victim said to Bowell, grabbed a bag of frozen chicken out of the freezer and struck him in the side of the head.
I must have something. Chicken parts will work. Drumsticks.
Yeah, I like that he's looking for something. His first thought is freezer.
Well, smart thinking, because if he dies before they call the cops, eat the evidence.
He's not going to eat frozen chicken.
No, you got to cook it first.
Got to defrost
it. Immediately. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be two moves where you're like, ow, wait, was that chicken?
Right.
Like, that's gonna be the second
right. What's for dinner, by the way? Chicken!
Why is he going in the freezer? Ow. Now I know.
Right.
So he got hit in the side of the head with the frozen chicken, and then allegedly Tom started grabbing other frozen foods out of the freezer and throwing it at
Green Giant, Green Giant, Green Giant, Green Giant! Lucerpes! Mixed vegetables!
The victim refused medical attention, but requested to pursue criminal charges against Tom.
Well, he didn't need medical attention. He just put this frozen steak from the freezer on his eye. And he was all set.
Just hold this against your head.
Ow.
All right, what are we doing?
Okay, so we're doing mousetrap trivia, but what's happening is I'm answering fifth grade questions, science questions. Phil will ask, if I get them right, I'm good. If I get them wrong, I have to put my toes in a mousetrap, which, by the way, hurts like hell. This is the thing I did one time that Steve O from Jackass winced.
Mm.
He was like, "Dah!" This is the guy who, like, had like an alligator, like, biting his gonads, but yet that made him wince. So, okay. It hurts. It really does.
Okay.
So Phil will ask a question. We'll ask a question.
We got it the first time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm nervous. Can you tell?
I just want to stick your toe in there right now just for this lousy introduction. Just stick your toe in there.
What about your tongue?
Stick your toe in there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No,
good. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
It really hurts like hell.
I know.
Yeah, you got it wrong already.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, you may want to go lower.
The answer is Bunsen burner. Now do it.
You like having Ruth record your foot?
No.
Okay.
Ready?
I have a feeling.
I hate
three, two, one.
That is two toes trapped.
Fire!
Oh, man, they are trapped.
Jesus, Lord.
Oh, man, that's stupid.
We can't see it on the... Oh, you gotta put your foot up to the Twitch camera.
How is he going to do that?
He is twitching right now.
He is twitching.
Is that white mark? You know, you get that white mark at first. That lets you know that the blood is coming.
Yes.
We have to.
Across three toes. Yeah. Ow.
Well, we have to. So, explain what happened. Was it three toes?
Yeah. It went across the second.
It was two.
No, three. You see the line?
I saw it.
Right across.
It's better than one.
Yep.
One would hurt. Would take all it the went brunt from, of
it went,
the force.
It, it went from, like, went to the market, this little piggy stayed, the one that stayed home, one had roast beef, and one had none. Best way to describe it.
Wow.
I can see we're asking fifth grade questions now. The roast beef one's what I heard.
Damn, it hurts. Son of a...
Oh, you are stupid.
I want to get a stenographer to write down everything you just said. Boom, boom.
Ching, chang, wah, wah, bing, bang.
All right, he's resetting the trap now.
I have three more over here.
Had a misfire.
Hopefully, I won't have to use... any more after three.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
Stunt or stupid?
It's mousetrap trivia. Phil, what's the first question?
AJ, what mineral is used to make arrowheads?
Mineral.
Mineral used to make arrowheads.
I want to say quartz.
Really?
Isn't that the inside of a rock?
Flint.
I'm sorry, is this common? Do you know with flint?
Oh, the way he answered flint? That, though. I want filled
really? Quartz is like a crystal.
Really? Yeah, but the inside is like quartz.
Snap your toe.
Yeah, oh, no. Put your foot in,
but Phil, I can see why AJ hates you.
Okay, honestly, did anybody here know flint?
Michigan.
No. Didn't think so. All right, here we go.
I would have said quartz.
that was where the really came from. I'm going to go with Ruby on that one.
3, 2, 1.
Same toes.
Hold your foot up to the camera.
It's kind of hard with the pain.
Do you spray tan your feet? What is going
now
on?
No, I don't spray tan my feet. Ow, son of a. Oh,
what are you?
Do you have a little tanning bed for your toes?
No, I don't.
What are you, a girl on spring break? What is
no.
your feet?
What's wrong with my feet? What? What? Why? What
are they're suntanned.
No, it's just
May.
I'm Italian Rican. Where do you think the color comes from?
Flint.
His toes look like quartz.
Oh my god,
they do look like quartz.
That last one really rang the bell. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chaz and AJ.
Wow.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you.
Hey, I'm an avid arrowhead hunter since I'm a kid.
Huh.
And in Connecticut, most of the arrowheads are made out of quartz.
I'm going to kill him.
I'm going by
a sign. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to take his head and put in a trap. I knew it was quartz.
We don't have a lot of flint in Connecticut.
Yeah, in Connecticut. Oh. I'm going by the scientific website that I have in front of me. I didn't come up with these questions on my own.
Oh.
But he's an avid arrowhead whatever. He should know.
It feels like I tried to kick one of those balls in front of Target.
We can't unsnap the toe now.
I thank you. Appreciate
that. But thank you for the info,
Yes,
though.
Thank you. I thank you for vindicating me.
All right. So I wouldn't have said quartz.
I wouldn't do this.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
I guess there's that.
Damn, that smarts.
Switch your feet.
I know. I'd rather have one bum foot than have both.
Yeah. Well, there's one foot you're going to QC Kinetics.
Right, that's what I'm.
We're not sticking that one in the trap.
Exactly right.
That'd be counterproductive.
It really would. So yeah. I'm working on their next case.
Yeah, there you go.
AJ, what happened to this foot here?
Mouse traps.
Yeah, do your tongue. Maybe you'll read better.
All right.
Stump the chumps.
That was so
wrong
mean.
Button. Okay. Next question.
Okay. Yeah,
what is the nearest planet to the sun?
The nearest planet to the sun.
The nearest planet to the sun.
The planet to the sun.
What is the nearest planet to the sun?
Our solar system.
Now, AJ's going to be able to eliminate Earth because there was a show called Third Rock from the Sun.
Right.
So AJ will say, oh, okay, you we're the
Earth.
Third.
Right, right.
The we're moon, not the first.
The moon is not a planet.
Thank you, AJ.
You learned that another time.
Yeah, that I stuck my
the
fingers.
The hard way.
Right. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was another stunter stupid.
Oh, my
By
God.
By the way, AJ, for those at home, is using his hands to, like, make the solar system. And he's, like, holding up the other planets.
I'm trying to pretend. I have no idea.
Really?
I could, no. we're closest to, right? So is it closest to?
The nearest planet to the sun.
Is it?
Quartz.
Is it Pluto?
That's the furthest.
Oh, wow.
Son of a... Really?
Wow.
It's
also not even... That's dumb, dude.
I should just ask
not.
Solar system
Who
questions.
Who really gave
not
a rat's yeah, ass about the planets? I never did. So what's the right answer?
Mercury.
Mercury.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Really?
I know nothing, and I know that.
Okay. 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 Oh, jeez.
That one was loud.
Get his face. Get his face.
Wow.
That one was loud.
And it caught toe knuckle.
Now back to his toes. Pan down to his toes now.
All right. All right.
OnlyFans, $20. There it is.
Robin Taylor Zander's on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks morning. For having me.
Thank
oh, my
you.
God. Well, I'm a big fan of Cheap Trick, so your dad's work, love it.
Yep.
you're in Cheap Trick now. But I do,
yes,
do
sir.
Did you ever go to college?
I attempted.
Okay. You tempted.
Yeah, see, I dabbled.
I like that. That's a great approach.
Yes.
But you're a talented musician, so my guess, like, you know, there's no better music professors than the people around your house in your life.
Went to the family business.
Yeah, I didn't have to go very far.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you did, like, I feel like I would have contributed to your college education fund because I bought so many Cheap Trick records.
Tickets. Yep.
I remember being at a campground, and I Want You to Want Me was a big hit.
Yeah.
The live version, live from Budokan.
Yeah, it's a great album.
And
yeah.
I drained my father of dollars so I can make quarters and just keep that song going all week. People in the campground where the pinball machines were wanted to kill me.
Come on, man.
And you said, don't be cruel.
Like, there's hundreds of other songs in there. Right. Like, yeah, but this is the one.
I want this one.
Yeah. But have you heard this one? Right. Maybe you need to hear it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Just great memory. So now you turn.
Well, thanks for helping me put me through college.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
how long did you end up going, by the way?
Wanted to fund your attempt.
Oh, well, I went to three different places. I hopped around, so I spent a year in each and then decided it wasn't for me, and I got out of there as quickly as I could.
I got to work with my dad.
Yeah, I got to go work for my dad's business. You may have heard of it. It's called Cheap Trick.
Yeah, you know, I don't really need this place. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How do you like it? What's it like being on stage with your dad?
Well, I've been doing it for about 6 years now, and I love it, man. I grew up around the music. You know, I love Cheap Trick and love just rock in general. When I started, it was 2017, and I first filled in for Dax, who's a drummer, and he was having his first kid with his wife, and so I played drums, and then they decided to, you know, have me stick around and play rhythm guitar and sing. So it's been great ever since, man. I love it.
Trying to think of the original drummer. Was it Ben?
Bunny Carlos. Bun E. Carlos.
Right. Yeah. Bun, then the letter E.
Right.
Great drummer.
Like Dan Aykroyd.
A little bit of a character.
Exactly. Yeah.
I saw him almost get into a fight at CPI in Long Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was some jerk in the crowd. I don't know what he was saying to Bunny, but Bunny didn't like it. And during the break.
Right.
Like, they were going at it.
Nice.
I'm like, wow, this
good
is
for
a
Bunny. Man.
Good for Bunny.
Drummer with a lot of passion.
That doesn't sound like Bunny at all.
I can't tell you being sarcastic. Chiller Bunny.
But, you know, the one thing about Cheap Trick and your dad's band and, you know, now you're a part of it, is that so many other rock icons love Cheap Trick. And really, Cheap Trick was an influence on them. Like, Dave Grohl cites Cheap Trick a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big influence.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people like that. I grew up on, you know, stuff like the Foo Fighters or, you know, Green Day, even Billy Joe. He says that, you know, Cheap Trick's a big influence, or the Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan. You know, a lot of people that I grew up on didn't even realize were huge, you know, Cheap Trick fans. Later in life, as I grew up, I started to see what kind of influence they had on maybe like the 90s rock that I grew up on.
What point in your life, how old were you, do you think, that you realized your dad was different than other dads?
Probably grade school, and we had to, like, tell everyone what our family did for a living.
Right. Teacher wants tickets.
My answer was a little different than everyone else's.
Right.
That's probably when.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, since I was a kid, I would go to gigs, and I just, you know, my dad was on stage. That was his job. That's what he did for a living. Right. You know, I didn't think anything of it until I saw what other people's parents did.
Yeah.
And then that's when I kind of put two and two together.
Right. Dad, the teacher wants to see you again this week. It's the third time this week.
Yeah, that's wild. I remember going over to someone's house when I was a kid, and I realized their dad did something very special because they had a lot of nice stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some of your friends must have been like, whoa, this
Hitman? No.
Pretty cool house there, Robin. A lot of drums.
Well, I mean, we had a bunch of instruments laying around. That's kind of how I started playing. So, yeah, I mean, not many of my friends had like a little tiny music studio to go run to and jam out to records. You know, that was kind of special to have as a kid growing up.
Definitely a perk.
Now you have your own music career as well.
That's right. Yeah, I just put out a record 2 weeks ago. It's called The Distance. I have about 10 years worth of songs I've just kind of stockpiled since I've been touring with Cheap Trick and haven't really done anything with. And this is my first big release. You know, I'm pretty excited. It's had a good response so far. A lot of Cheap Trick fans have been loving it, and they've been showing it to other people, and it's been cool. Good response so
Excellent.
Far.
That's nice.
It's got to feel pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. We put out the two singles in February, March, and people have been loving it so far.
Robin Taylor Zander's on. Who produced it?
So I produced it with co-produced it with a guy named Kenny Siegel, and he lives up in upstate New York in the Catskills. And that's where I recorded the record, was at his studio called Old Soul Studios. And then Jack Douglas and Jay Messina, who worked with everyone, Aerosmith, Cheap Trick, John Lennon.
We talked to Jack Douglas before. He's wow, that's doesn't get better than that.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, he mixed it and mastered it with Jay Messina, and those two have been working together for 50 years, you know, since the Record Plant days. And so we got a lot of cool people to work on it and make it sound really, really top notch. So, it's a great record, man. You should check it out if you haven't yet.
We're going to link up on the radio station website. We got to let you go, but I know you're coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater August 30th.
Excellent.
With Rod Stewart.
That's right.
Yeah,
yep.
That's going to be.
Got to be there.
Yeah, with Rod Stewart.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just up in New Haven. I just played up outside of Foxwoods there and had some good pizza up there in Connecticut. You guys know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, there's more of that here, so come back.
Definitely. Yeah. We'll make more for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to get you some pizza backstage.
Some real pizza.
I say this is for Robin. And
yep.
Then I'm going to say, no. The other Robin.
Right. He had pizza, right?
He's had his day.
This one's turn.
Now it's Robin Taylor Zander's
yes,
time.
Right.
I'm bringing a pizza for
he
him.
He can share if he wants to, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on all your success. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're linked up. Robin Taylor Zander, Cheap Trick, has his own album out now. It's called The Distance, and we're linked up on the radio station website. A 61-year-old woman in New Jersey accidentally ran herself over with her own car. Then on top of it, cops gave her a ticket.
Now, what do you do? Like put it on her forehead?
Stick it to the wound where the blood is. She was getting out of her 2014 Lincoln.
Ooh.
Didn't put it in park.
Big car.
It ran over the left side of her body.
Oh.
Ah. Looks tired.
How does that work? Why wouldn't it be the right side? So
she
got out. Turned.
No.
No, she got out with her left foot.
Right.
Okay.
Got up, and the door probably knocked her down on the ground.
Right. So did it run over the back part, like her back or her front?
It just says left side.
That would make sense if she fell on like accident CSI over here. I'm trying to figure
out. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she must have gone ass over tea kettle, like that move. Like.
Yeah, the door, like I'm picturing the car rolling right. backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not forwards.
Okay.
So she gets out.
Yep. Okay.
The door is open.
Knocked
yeah.
over.
The car starts rolling. The door pushes her.
Yeah.
Over.
Okay.
And then okay.
her left foot is on the ground.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
probably
she out with her left.
That probably was what went under the tire first. And then once that's stuck, like you're stuck.
Like playing Twister with a Lincoln's not a good idea.
It's like a bad game of hokey pokey.
It really is.
But you turned herself around.
Yep.
Turned herself around.
That's what it's all about.
I like that she's laying there in pain, and the police are like, "Oh, we're coming," and she's like, "Help me up," and they're like, "Here's your ticket."
Right. Life registration, please. Yeah.
There's a court date on the back you have to sign.
The police were getting all this, her name and everything. They thought it was like, oh, this is nice. They're getting me ready for the ambulance.
Yeah, no.
Paramedics got her to the hospital. Luckily, she survived. They said her injuries were serious, but not life-threatening.
Oh,
I bet.
After the car ran her over, it kept going and crashed into another car.
So now she's got insurance, and on top of that, really bad
but
day.
That's not what she got the ticket for.
Oh, really? Just being dumb?
Was it not registered?
I'm trying to figure
it out. It turned out her registration was expired.
See, they're a stickler for that.
Damn it.
Yep.
So is her shoulder.
And her kneecap, I guess.
They found her on the shoulder.
Don't you let that one go.
Not in Jersey.
No, you can steal a car and they'll let that go.
Right. Yeah. Right. She ran herself over.
Well, she gets registration, you get a ticket.
She right. gets the ticket. It doesn't mean that they're going to make her pay it. They're probably going to fight on like,
oh, they'll make her pay it. It's Jersey.
Like $20,000 right. in hospital bills. Like, lots what are we doing here?
Lots of tribe members sent this one because it involves toes and sucking.
Oh no. Gross.
Man woke up in hotel room with manager sucking on his toes.
Oh, ew. No.
Dude. A dude? No.
No. No. I'm sorry.
Dude, no.
They're going to get there. It's going to look like an axe murderer.
Yep.
Went nuts.
Why is there a heel mark in Miller's forehead?
This guy does not live.
Yep.
Oh, what happened here? I don't know. He went to get out of his car, and like he just got sucked under. I don't know what happened.
Right, Lincoln.
That's how we do a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Right?
A guy at a Hilton hotel in Nashville told police he woke up to find the night manager, later identified as David Neal.
Oh, yes, he did.
Sucking on his toes.
No. Yeah, dudes, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. I hate this.
Now it's the
no.
maid.
No woman sucking on my toes.
Now it's the maid. No problem.
Yeah, dude. No. Man.
A
dude,
that's a
no.
hoof.
Yeah. No.
A hoof in the mouth.
God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Brutal.
If someone offered you, AJ, $10,000 to suck on Pat's toes, would you do it?
No.
10,000.
I also no. would not do it.
Right. Pat would also.
Why is he getting
it?
Money and I'm getting gross mouth on my feet?
Yeah, no. Dude feet, no.
10,000.
Nobody's nope. mouth.
100,000.
Nope.
$100,000.
No.
Oh, 100,000. I'm shoving my foot down your throat.
I just couldn't picture it.
I'll wear a wig.
Would you be afraid that you might.
What are you, a woman past menopause?
Hello.
With a beard?
You look just like my health
like
teacher.
Like the dudes in the Bud Light commercial for like ladies'
my,
night.
My health teacher.
$100,000. Oh, no. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
It depends on how drunk I am.
$1 million.
Definitely.
You're doing it.
Yeah, but yeah. I can erase that memory. Right.
Why am I still in it?
I don't know.
I got no money out of this. I just get my
feet licked. I share.
You get well compensated.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Do I get shots after?
It's up to you.
Yes, buy it from a doctor.
Yeah,
oh, thanks.
I need my entire tongue recoded. Peter Brown.
Do they do that?
I'll find a way.
You forget sand it. The taste buds
I'll
off.
I'll find a way. And I also need that thing from Men in Black. You stare at it and you forget what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget it. Make it the next stunt or stupid.
Right. No, it ain't. No.
Ah, yeah. Yep. Yes. Shut up, jerk.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Make it $1 million and will it happen.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Good video. That's all you get.
Well, you said you would have sex with a monkey for $5,000.
Wait, what?
$5 million.
Oh, I thought you said 5,000.
$5,000.
It definitely,
five
we talked you way
million.
Down.
5 million.
No, that was not the number.
5 million is what I said.
Like an animal, not Davy Jones.
I thought it was 5,000.
5 million. 5,000, no. 5,000 won't have sex with a person for that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You won't have sex with a person for 5,000.
It depends on the person.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, so many people.
All right, so back to the story.
Yes.
Peter Brennan is from Texas. And he was staying in the hotel on business.
I awoke to an employee of the Hilton assaulting me. He instantly jumped up and was screaming, you know, went into sort of fact-finding mode. Who are you? Why are you in my room? What are you doing here? But I could see he was wearing a uniform, he had his name tag on.
I can't answer your questions right now. I'm kind of busy. Okay, well, you can't see it. What?
That
I'm
is
here.
So wild.
Yeah.
You're dreaming.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
What did he think the outcome would be?
Right.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Right. I mean to wash that foot. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. No right. one does that for me.
Right.
Thank you.
You said you wanted room service.
Right. You got service, all right. I said I wanted a tow truck.
Man.
That suck. Wow, My car broke down. I need a tow truck. What is that?
No, but does this guy see the like? Was the guy wearing flip flops? Does he look down and say, "Oh man, those feet are going in my mouth."
Yum.
Guess what? Yum. I'm on break.
Or does he just see the guy and say, "I'll bet you he has nice feet. I'm gonna find out."
That's my complimentary breakfast idea.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.